McCurley in the morning on this Thursday. And of course, I've got some folks in here with me that know a lot about the sport of volleyball. We're going to be talking about that. Fayetteville head volleyball coach, Ginger MacArthur. First of all, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you, David?
I am doing good. She's a great friend of mine, and she's got a star player with her. You know who this young lady is you brought in with you?
I know her a little bit.
I know her pretty good. How you doing, Kenley?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. You also have committed to play volleyball at the next level, and we're going to be talking about that. Are you excited?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
You know, and I got to ask this real quick, because a lot of athletes in high school, they want to commit to a school before their senior year starts, kind of get it out of the way. You don't want to have to worry about people coming in talking to you and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Did that ever come into your equation? Did you want to do it for that reason, or did it just happen when it happened?
Well, I definitely wanted to explore all my options, and I was very fortunate to my recruitment process started a little bit earlier than some people do start theirs, but I did definitely want to commit before my senior year. So I had a plan, but also rosters fill up fast, especially for women's sports, and the sport of volleyball is growing as a whole. So I definitely wanted to earn my spot on a roster and just commit early, so I knew what I was going to do after high school.
I got to ask you a question, Ginger. I'm going to call you Coach Ginger. Coach, when did you know, at what age did you know, because she plays travel ball, and she's been starting at Fayetteville ever since she was, seventh grade?
Eighth grade.
Yeah, seventh, eighth grade. Listen, when did you know, I think she, if she grows like we think she, and she has, I think she's going to be pretty good. When did you know that?
Really, kind of before she started school ball, we had an inkling because she had tried gymnastics and dance and baton and soccer and t-ball and all the things, and it didn't take but one game of volleyball for her to say, hey, Mom, this is it. This is my sport. I found my sport. And that was, you know, locally at Sylacauga Parks and Rec, and, you know, there's always good volunteers in place to make sure that kids are enjoying the game, and Steve Masters runs a top-notch program there and make sure that people are in place that love kids and you know, have knowledge. And that's when I knew nothing about volleyball and had to dig in just to learn what she was doing on the court so I could have fun enjoying cheering her on.
Well, I'm going to say this for you, because you might not have known anything about it at the time, but maybe not just because of Kenley, but a lot of girls that have made your program better, but you've become a pretty good volleyball coach in this state.
Well, I thank you.
I mean, you put a lot of girls out there on the court that have gotten better from year to year. Your team's gotten better from year to year, and that's building a program. It's not building a team. It's building a program. Now, and I'm not going to put Coach on the spot here, because I know she's going to want to watch Kenley play. We're going to talk to Kenley and Ginger a little bit about where she's going to play at the next level, and then we're going to talk also about what's coming up for her senior year at Fayetteville High School this year, some things that they've got in the works on their schedule. We'll talk about all that with Kenley and Coach Ginger MacArthur here in just a few minutes. Right now, we're going to listen to some Shania Twain, and then when we come back, Kenley is going to announce who wins Free Lunch Friday for us when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3. Coach Ginger MacArthur, the head volleyball coach of the Fayetteville Wolves, and her daughter, star player, and now signee. We're going to talk about that with Kenley, but we got to do some business here. Now, on Thursday morning, every Thursday morning about this time, I announce who wins Free Lunch Friday. Now, Miss MacArthur, y'all had the pleasure of eating Chick-fil-A.
We have. I've been the recipient of, or the winner of that before, and I got to share it with some of my coworkers at the school, and it's really a nice treat.
You know what's the best thing about Free Lunch Friday, Kenley?
What?
I have to pay for it. No, Chick-fil-A is phenomenal. What's your favorite thing at Chick-fil-A?
The 12-count chicken nugget meal.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I get the grill ones. What about you, Coach?
I love the hot honey pimento cheese sandwich that's so seasonal. I was so glad that it came back this summer.
And you, if forgive me for if I'm wrong, you do a pimento cheese of your own, don't you?
I do make a homemade pimento cheese, and it's not even my recipe. It's Trudy Crisell's recipe. I stole it from her, but I have kind of adapted it and made it my own, and it's pretty notorious around school.
Well, I tell you, it's a great thing that Chick-fil-A partners with us in this, and Uptake people, as Coach MacArthur, she can share it. There's different packages you can get, but I'm going to let Kenley read the name that is going to win Free Lunch Friday this week. So we'll spin the computer around. We'll see where it lands. Kenley, tell me that name that's in front of you.
Congratulations to Renee Rowell at Bluebell.
Bluebell. You know, nothing better than eating some Chick-fil-A and then going around the corner and getting you a scoop of Bluebell. I mean, all right, I got to ask you, what's your favorite Bluebell flavor?
Probably Crazy Cookie Dough.
Crazy Cookie Dough.
It's so good.
Do you have one?
Millennium Crunch is my favorite.
You know, that's close to, I don't even know that they even make the one that I like. It was called Ice Cream Cone, where they take a drumstick and just chop it up into vanilla ice cream. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So Renee Rowell, she's the winner of Free Lunch Friday. We're going to come back and talk with Ginger and Kenley MacArthur more after the top of the hour. And we're going to talk about her next step. We're going to talk about Fayetteville volleyball this year. And you're going to be thoroughly impressed with this young lady's stats that she's put together on the volleyball court. It's pretty impressive. So we'll talk about that when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Head volleyball coach of the Fayetteville Wolves, Ginger MacArthur, Kenley in studio with me as well. And she has compiled a lot of accolades with her high school career. And, of course, that is one of the reasons why colleges want her services. Tell us where you're going to be playing or where you're committed to be playing volleyball this next year. Not this year, but next year.
Yes, Coastal Alabama Community College South, which is the Bay Minette campus.
Hey, listen, and I've been there before. I've called baseball games there before, and it's a neat place. It really is, and I guess probably the neatest thing about it is not too far from the beach, is it?
No, sir, like 30, 45 minutes.
Is that a trip you'll make?
Absolutely.
All right. Why there? What propelled you to really make a decision right now? I know you're just committed. You're not signed, but why are they at the top of the list right now?
Well, one of my former teammates actually played there for a year, and I'd heard of it before, you know, driving back and forth to the beach, and I knew about it, and I thought the campus was absolutely gorgeous when you drive by. It's definitely an eyesore in a positive way. But whenever I've went on campus twice and had, like, a tryout version twice, and I got to practice with the team, and everyone's just so welcoming, and Coach Delaney that's there, she's been there for 20, 30 years. She's been there for a really long time, and she's built a really good program there, and they have super nice facilities that have all been redone. And so that was definitely what drew me there. And also, my biggest thing about where I wanted to go was I wanted to feel wanted, and I wanted to feel like a part of the team before I am actually on the team.
Right.
And Coach Delaney did a great job of that. And even though I won't get to play with the girls that I actually got to practice with, they did a great job of making me feel welcomed and wanted and just wanting to be a part of the program.
Now, as a coach, I know it makes you very proud for her wherever she's going. Now, I'm going to ask this for a mom. About 3.5-4 hours away? It could be worse than that, though, because I'll be honest with you, she's got the talent to. She probably could just go just about anywhere she wanted to.
She had another offer in Spartanburg, South Carolina, mm-hmm. which is, you know, about a 6-hour drive,
yep.
approximately. And they wanted her to play beach and indoor. And, you know, that's a good program there. And she was excited, but my mama heart was torn into shreds because that was a long ways away. Because I knew if something ever happened, it's harder to get there than it is to Bay Minette for sure. But ultimately, Kenan and I wanted her to make the best decision for her.
Yep.
And really not use us as a factor for her to do, you know, her own evaluation, the pros and the cons. And I think she did a great job of doing that for herself.
Now, what is their mascot?
A coyote.
Coyote.
Yes.
So you're going from a wolf to a coyote, which is not a whole lot of difference.
It's not a whole lot of difference. We actually do the same, like, hand signal whenever we break it out. So it's funny.
So, and their colors?
Are red and gold.
Red and gold.
So black and gold to red and gold.
do you think you can get an old radio guy, Mr. Dave? You think you can get him a hat or a shirt?
I can get you something.
There you go. Hey, listen, we're excited about her going. We're going to talk about some of her high school things that she's put together, a pretty impressive resume. And then we're also going to talk about the season coming up with her senior year coming up at Fayetteville High School, and we'll do that. Right now, we got some Kenny Chesney coming up. Kenley, what are we going to listen to?
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
I hope so. Ginger and Kenley MacArthur in studio with me. And, you know, volleyball is something that has really, in my opinion, you know, we didn't even have volleyball at Sylacauga when I went to school. Of course, that's been a long, long time ago. But it's really gotten so popular now, as you mentioned, and we mentioned that Kenley has played travel volleyball. But Fayetteville has compiled a pretty good resume since you've taken over the program from, correct me if I'm wrong, Miss, tell me who was right before you.
Well, actually, it was Chris Sherbert, but right before him was Andrea Bennington.
Right, Andrea. Yes. I name was right on the top of my tongue, but it's gotten very, very competitive. High school volleyball has, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If you've never gone to a Fayetteville volleyball game at Fayetteville, down at the Wolves Den, your students, they come out and they have a good time.
They do. They really enjoy it. It always helps when you're winning, and we've had a couple of really good seasons. And so they buy in and they come and help make a lot of noise and upset the other fans pretty good. So
well, and I'm going to get your opinion on something. I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, the last couple of years we've had great seasons there. And we were just a tick away from getting to that final state tournament. And I hate to say this, but volleyball is one of those sports that is heavily controlled by the private schools.
For sure.
It doesn't matter what classification it is. There's not as many of them in 1A because they have to move up when they win all these championships. But this year, you don't have to worry about private schools. Has that made a difference in the way you've approached this season, maybe, a little bit?
Not really. Just because we lost a lot of talent last year, and I knew it was going to be a very big rebuilding year for the program. So, I mean, we're continuing to work hard. Like, you know, there's still practice all the time, lots of camps, play dates, all the things. So, if anything, I think we've had to work just a little bit harder just because we've got a lot of young girls on the team this year.
Well, let's talk about a couple of years in the past. 2 years ago, her sophomore year, she won the 1A State Player of the Year from the Alabama High School Sports Writers Association. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It was the Volleyball Coaches Association.
Right.
Yes.
And then, of course, how many times, Kenley, you can probably tell me easier, how many times have you made the all-county team?
Four.
And how many times have you been Talladega County Player of the Year?
Twice.
And yeah, and you're going into a senior year. Ginger, we've talked off air a little bit, but some of these stats really amaze me about her playing. And I don't want to really just say that it's all her, because volleyball is definitely a team sport. But Kenley certainly has elevated her play every year. The kills, that's the one that stands out. She's got over 1,000 of them now going into her senior year. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, I feel like when I took over the program, getting huddle was a big part of keeping track with stats. And so it made it easier because they had not had that previously. So that's a just an easier way for the kids to get those highlight reels, to get recruited, and so then it's accurate information. It's not mommy saying daughter did this, or the, you know, just the coach has a favorite. It's statistically, you know, it's computer generated stats. So it's there and it's real. But she definitely works hard, you know. Before she could drive, she of course was always the first one there and the last one to leave because she was with her mom. But you know, she puts in extra work. She tries really hard to be the best on the team and to maintain that leadership position. So you know, defense is her thing, and that's most likely what she'll be playing at the next level. And she did play a lot of defense the first couple of years, but then we had to move her to more of an offensive place just for our team. But so, you know, there's all the ins and outs to it. So there's a lot of things to be proud of for sure, but Kills is definitely the that big, flashy 1,000 is a big milestone for any player.
And I know from watching you play and watching a lot of volleyball here in the last several years, serving is something that is, I mean, is so important. And you're so good at it. I mean, you know, some girls stand on the line and never leave their feet. I've seen, you know, at programs where they may not be teaching, in my opinion, the right way to do it, but. Your aces. Talk a little bit about that. Is that something that you're proud of?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, my freshman year, it kind of became like real for me because I was third in the state for freshmen, and my teammate Bella Kelly was first in the state. So it was kind of a competition for us to be the best versions of ourselves while also cheering each other on. And I think that really helped, but it also was just kind of something that was like, okay, I am actually really good at this, and it's being proven. It's not just, like Mom said, it's not just my mom telling me that I'm so good at it.
Well,
because everyone thinks their kid's the best. Let's just be honest.
Absolutely. Listen, of all the things, aside from the awards, I'm talking about just stats. What is the one thing you're most proud of? What one stat would you say? Is it assist? Is it serving? Is it kills?
Probably my kills is truly, that's just having that 1,000, that number is just, it just encourages me to only do better. I would love nothing more than to get 1,500 kills by the time that I'm able to graduate, especially with us being such a shorter team. That's such a disadvantage in the game of volleyball because volleyball, majority of the time, is a game of height. And me being 5'7", you know, going up against a girl that's 6 foot and can get her whole arm over the net, you know, going against that, you just have to be smart, and that's really helped me out in my confidence with me being able to get those numbers.
I'm going to ask you, Coach. I looked at a lot of the things, and I talked about serving. For her serving percentage, she was 88.7 in 23-24. The next year, 91.2, and then last year, 93.2. That's gotten better every year, 93.2. Now, I'm going to ask you, of all the stats, Ginger, what are you most proud of that she's attained?
I think just like her, the kills, that's a big accomplishment for any athlete. And Bella Kelly also got that 1,000 assists this past season as well, and that was – those were goals that they set when they were really young. And so to see that come to fruition for both of those girls was a really special moment for me as a coach. And then again, as a mom for Kinley, for that 1,000 kills, because like she said, she's undersized. For most outside hitters, they're generally, you know, 5'9", 5'10", 6 foot, 6'4", 6'5", you know. So it's a big accomplishment for her because she's able to manipulate and maneuver the ball in the right way to get it in the right spot to get the ball down.
You don't have any 6'5 girls at Fayetteville High School, do you?
Unfortunately, Kinley and Laurel Platt are our tallest girls on the team this year, and Laurel's got Kinley literally by like the hair of her head. And we're just small. We went to a play date yesterday, and I literally looked around the gym and I was like, we're, again, the smallest team here. I do not understand where all these tall girls come from and how all these teams average 5'9", 5'10". And we don't have anybody that's 5'9".
But I bet you did well.
We fared okay. We did okay.
Well, listen, we're going to come back and talk with Coach MacArthur and Kenley a little more about their season coming up and kind of let them get out of here as well. Kenley, do you know who my favorite country music singer is?
Who's that?
Who would you think?
Carrie Underwood. You said it earlier.
Absolutely. We got her coming up. What song are we going to play?
Last Name.
Hey, I love this one. McCurley in the Morning on this Thursday. And, of course, Kenley MacArthur, star volleyball player at Fayetteville High School, and her mom and head coach Ginger is in here as well. Let's talk a little bit about senior season goals for Kenley. You got any?
Well, my goals look a little bit different this year. Every other year, my goal has been a certain number of, whether it's kills or aces or assists, you know, whatever the case may be. I've always just had numbers in my head. But this year, it's a lot more mental. I do get pretty emotional talking about my senior year. I just want to take it all in. And we talked about that today at practice. And I'm just looking forward to getting to play it with the people that actually want to be there and the people that are willing to put in the work, because we have lost a few players, but I'm looking forward to the nine people that we have on our roster and just working hard together and getting to take it all in and everything like that.
Now, I'm going to ask one quick question about the next level. Does the schedule for college volleyball run about the same time as volleyball in high school, Ginger?
It does. I think it starts just a tad later than high school. I think it starts more, you know, closer to September.
Okay.
But it does run about the same time, the same length. I think that just means they squeeze more games and into, you know, a shorter amount of time.
All right, so going into this season for Fayetteville, I know you talked about you're small. You got to replace a lot of players, but you've still got, in my opinion, the best player probably around here anywhere, maybe even in the state on your team to help you with that. But you've got some others that have got some experience. Talk about some of you girls coming back that does have some experience.
Bella Kelly, of course. Mm-hmm. She's played with Kenley since rec ball, but they've played together on the same teams through the school. They both got pulled up to varsity in the eighth grade when I was still coaching junior high. She's a setter. She's come back. She's got some good stats. She's got a good high volleyball IQ. She kind of knows where the ball needs to go and how to get it there. She's got a mean dump sometimes for her to be so short too. So she contributes a lot. We've got Marissa McDickinson, who's our last senior. She's returning. She returns to a DS position as well, as she's going to try and play a little bit of front row for us. And then Addie Gum, who will be a junior this year. She has basically just played defense, I guess, ever since she's been playing volleyball, and now we've kind of moved her to an offensive position to replace one of our seniors that graduated last year. So that's all we got coming back. Everybody else is new. So it's going to be an exciting year. We've only got 9 players. But it's going to be fun. We're going to do the best we can with what we've got, and we're going to continue to fight hard and battle and be a scrappy team.
And I know you will be. You'll be a very good team, I have no doubt. You talked about things have changed. Well, something else that changed this year were the reclassifications, of course. As I mentioned, private schools and public schools are now separated. But talk about the teams that are in your area. I think they pretty much stayed the same, didn't they?
We did. Winterboro and ASD continued to be in our area, but Wadley is now no longer in our area, and we have Raglan to replace that.
So Raglan, ASD, and Winterboro.
Yes, but rumor is Raglan may be shutting down.
I've heard that too.
Not really sure what that holds. Right now, they hold 2 dates on my schedule coming up, so I kind of hope they don't. But
yeah, we've heard that rumor as well. Don't know anybody there. I did have a contact at the school that has left a couple of years ago, so I really don't know anybody to talk to about it. But nevertheless, I do know Winterboro is always usually very competitive. And I'm going to tell you what, if they get them girls that won the state championship in basketball out there, my goodness, they've got some tall kids. I mean, you talking about other kids, but Winterboro will be competitive. ASD, of course. But talk about some of the other teams and places you're going to go and play during the course of this year.
in the past, we've always tried to play up in classification and play as local as we can just because it's so expensive to pay for travel to go places. And we don't mind good competition because that's what makes you better. This year, we've got a tri match with Benjamin Russell and Dadeville.
Okay.
Last year, we beat Benjamin Russell, and that was a very good game. They were not happy when we left their place that we beat them there. So I'm sure they'll be coming to our gym.
So is that Fable?
Yes, it's at our gym this place. So I know they'll be coming for a little bit of retaliation there.
Dadeville also a bigger school.
Yes.
And so you don't mind playing up?
We don't, not at all.
Tell me this, county tournament this year, where will it be?
It's going to be actually at ASD.
Okay.
We had separated from small schools and large schools in the past and played two separate tournaments. So you had like a large school winner and a small school.
Mm-hmm.
And since there's only three large schools, we've decided to merge back together, and so it'll be one county tournament. And the way they do it, we go in alphabetical order through the schools, and so it'll start at ASD, of course, and then they'll start working through the alphabet as the years progress. But
I'm trying to figure out in my head here. I know then you'll have B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and then maybe Fable.
Yes.
I think so. We'll be 3 or 4 years before you host it. But so how about going into this year, team goals? I asked her about personal goals. Have they set a team goal they want to do?
We've been discussing it at practice. There's still a few more things that we are working on, but, you know, one new thing that we've talked about is not being a energy vampire. So we're trying to bring more positive energy to the team. And that was something that we recently picked up while we were at camp at Troy. And I hope it goes well. Just being more positive and, you know, just being more energetic and happy on the court, because then that leads to you playing loose and scoring points.
It leads you to playing better. It really does. Before I get out of here, I got to say congratulations again.
Thank you.
I know you're committed to Coastal, Alabama, to play volleyball next year. And whatever the signing date is, if I don't get an invitation, I'm going to be mad.
Yes, sir.
I know I will be. Listen, also, too, I wanted to ask what you're going to buy this radio announcer and your mom and dad when you get this $1 million NIL deal.
Oh, gosh. I don't know about all that.
I tell you what, you've got a great attitude. I know one thing she is, and that she will pass down to some of these younger players, is being a leader on the court. Not just a player, but a leader. And I know she's been that ever since she started playing.
She has been. She's just been somebody I always think back to Steve Masters thanking her for sweeping the gym floor. Because she was all over the gym floor. Like, she just loved it. And she just couldn't get enough since she was a kid. And people knew it and they saw it. And she just kind of has always had that flashy personality on the court and the ability to know. The game just came so natural to her. And she just knew where everybody needed to be in order to score and do well. And that's why we did do travel ball at such a young age with her, because she knew the game so well.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Hey, I'm going to be down there again. Your mom's going to send me a schedule, you know, with all the football that goes on. But I try to tell everybody, football's on Friday night. You know it's coming in. Maybe every now and then there's a Thursday night game. But I know you try to schedule your volleyball games away from that, to give these girls an opportunity to be seen. And I'm going to tell you what, at Fayetteville, I know for a fact, if you don't get there fairly early, you might not get a good seat. So come on down. And, of course, when is the first game?
We play Coosa Central the first game, August the 20th, and that's a junior high and a varsity match, or a junior varsity and a varsity match. The junior high will start around 4:30, and then the varsity will start right after that. And that's always a good game because Chris Elliott, that's the head coach at Central, used to coach at Fayetteville, so we were co-workers, and so we enjoy that competition between each other.
And correct me if I'm wrong, that is on a Thursday night because...
I guess.
I know it's on Thursday night because that's the opening night of high school football season.
And that's the opening day of volleyball season. So
and
yes.
I'll have to tell you, I probably won't be there that night because Chillsburg and Comer are playing. They moved that game back to the old Thursday night since they're not in the same area or region anymore. and they're going to host it at the old John Cox Stadium.
Oh, wow.
To try to get the crowd compact and everything. We've been talking with Matt Zediker about that, and of course, Coach Fawcett, and they're excited about that. Kenley, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're proud of you, and we know you're going to do great and wonderful things, not just on the volleyball floor, but I know she's going to do great things in her life. Ginger, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having us.